This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 3. Listening. Will you shut up, man? Joe Biden, 2020.
Tell me, Michael, what would you like to think about today?
Interesting phrasing of your question. You could have asked me, what's on your mind right now? I'm thinking about becoming an even better listener. I keep hearing that this is important, privately as well as professionally, also in our job and especially as a manager. It's important to be a good listener. How do I become a better listener?
How would you know that you're a good listener?
I would deduce this from the feedback I get. For example, when people come up to me and thank me for the conversation, praise me, and confirm that I'm a good, empathic listener. Maybe they would send me an email or leave a review on our blog or on social media, on Facebook or LinkedIn. Maybe it would say something like, Michael is a great listener and coach. The more that people leave a review and confirm that I'm a good listener, the better I become as a listener and support my clients and the people around me.
That sounds like a vision that you're describing. How does it feel for you to be a good listener?
Rather quiet, relaxed, zen-like, like in a flow state, just listening.
What do you think while you listen?
If I'm a good listener, I don't think about anything.
Very good. That was a trick question.
I just listen. I may be repeating in my head what I'm hearing and putting my thoughts towards the conversation so that I can help my counterpart even more with the issues he's sharing.
What are you doing so far to keep yourself from being a good listener? When someone tells you something, what do you do instead of listening properly?
Often thoughts come up in me or I feel the need to say something about it. I want to make a contribution. For example, an idea that comes to mind or an experience that I've had. I often feel the need to tell my counterpart about it and let him or her participate. I think that might help him or her. Of course, I'm aware that I'm interrupting the other person's flow of speech. I'm slowly becoming more aware of this, and I choose carefully when I interrupt the flow of speech and for what purpose I do so.
For what purpose do you listen?
I listen in order to really understand the other person and to help them with their problem or to get ahead in their topic. At least that's what I want to do. It's not always easy for me.
Well, on one hand, we listen consciously in order to understand our counterpart better. On the other hand, I do it in order to learn something about the world. If someone tells me something about the world, politics, science, or economy, I can learn something from him. I might even learn something about myself. It's like my purpose. What do I listen to others for? I like saying, I can learn something from everyone. Everyone is an expert in a field in which I am not an expert.
Yes, that's right. I'm realizing that more and more. When I listen to someone and suddenly have comments, remarks, or experiences shooting into my head, I ask myself, why do I have these thoughts and what do they say about me? I then try to hold back with my own words. I learn a lot about myself when I listen to someone else in peace and quiet and observe and reflect upon my own thoughts. I often notice that I see the world quite differently than others. So I can learn more in these moments if I listen to my counterpart and keep my mouth shut. If, in addition, I ask questions, I find out I can learn even more.
Asking is a technique. Another technique is to just shut up.
Point understood. I'd like to know from our podcast listeners what they were thinking when it was quiet.
It wasn't quiet for long, 2 seconds at most. I know a good technique that I use from time to time. Singing the happy birthday song once in your mind takes about 15 seconds. If I just want to shut up for 15 seconds, I sing the song once in my head. As a listener, 15 seconds of silence feels like half an eternity. For someone who's thinking about an answer to a question, 15 seconds isn't very long. For a client or an employee to whom I ask the question, what would you do now? 15 seconds fly by.
I just tried that. While you were talking, I was humming Happy Birthday in my head.
And what did I just say?
My hypothesis was that if I sing the song and keep quiet, I can listen to you well. And I actually realized that I can listen to you very well. No thoughts or comments of my own came up in my head. It was almost a kind of out-of-body experience.
Crazy. Silence is a very powerful instrument, especially after a question. I like to use it during negotiations on the phone. Just being quiet. It works wonders.
In mathematics and computer science, the empty set is also a set. The zero element is quite important. To make the decision not to say anything is a big decision, which often leads to a better result than saying something. I will try it even more often from now on.
How can you become a better listener?
I learned an ancient proverb in a seminar once. It was about personal effectiveness. It says that I should listen twice as much as I should speak. I have two ears and one mouth. I should use both proportionally.
Again, there are beliefs involved. If I talk more than I listen, I believe that I have more to say.
Or I'm just insecure or extroverted and I talk a lot because of that. Maybe I have to talk out loud to be able to think.
How can I know what I'm thinking before I hear what I'm saying?
I could just think quietly in my head instead of talking out loud.
Especially as a manager, I think it's very important to listen to my employees in meetings. If I, as the boss, talk all the time, I won't learn anything about my employees. I don't know if they're going in the right direction, if there are problems, or if they have smart ideas to share. We once said, hopefully I'm the dumbest one in the room. My employees are the experts on the issues that must be tackled and the problems that should be solved. The only way to find out whether they have this under control and what these solutions look like is to shut up and listen to my employees.
What other techniques are there? I understood how to just shut up and hold out in silence. That seems to work well. When I consciously decide to say or ask something afterwards, what models or techniques have worked for you?
I've had good experience with follow-up questions, so I'm going back to, what exactly do you mean by that? I stay in the flow of my counterpart's narrative stream and accelerate or guide it at the same time.
How exactly does it work again? Is also a follow-up question.
Correct. This is a follow-up question. I've had good experiences with being honest and sincerely interested.
How do I do that best? Sometimes my mind drifts off. I think of something completely different and even get a little impatient. I already have 10 other things on my mind. How do I manage to keep my focus and stay honestly interested?
We've talked about meditation before. Meditation can help. Of course, not in direct conversation, but in taking time for it on a regular basis. You learn to observe thoughts and let them go again, like this. Hello, thought. Nice to have you here. Thank you. Please go on now.
Can't I just ask my counterpart to get to the point?
Of course you can. We begin this chapter with the question, how can you become a better listener? Such requests are not necessarily wrong. They just don't make you a better listener. So the question is whether you always want to be a good listener.
Okay.
It's a behavior that I can consciously use. I can listen well if I want to.
So, at the beginning of a conversation, I think about what the conversation is good for and whether I want to be a good listener or whether it's an exchange where we throw each other the balls.
Right. We can also just have fun, tell each other jokes, throw remarks at each other, and laugh.
That feels very good from time to time.
It's just a different approach, a different situation. In emergencies or in the military, clear directions often work best. Then it just goes, you go over there and do exactly this. You go right there and do the following.
I'm just imagining myself dialing the emergency number and the voice on the other side of the line asking me, how come you are feeling this way?
What happened and why are you interested in it?
The person on the emergency call listens based on what is called for by the situation.
They're usually not interested in observing you in the thinking process, as it can be useful in other circumstances like coaching or employee development. They want you to provide them with tangible information as precisely and as quickly as possible. The 5W questions: what happened, how many injured, where are they, and so on.
So it all comes down to this. What do you think about introducing the model of situational listening?
That depends. I think this rule applies regardless of whether it matters or not.
Okay, good. And what else?
Different communication situations require different communication styles. I'm allowed to have different styles.
That sounds like a lot of flexibility. So I'm allowed to know, master, and apply different styles.
Right. It helps to approach things in a very relaxed way. When I'm relaxed, I see many more choices. I take a relaxed look at everything in my toolbox for listening, communicating, managing, and simply choosing the right tool. The right tool at the right time.
Isn't empathy very important in conscious listening?
Yes, but now get out of the shower.
I speak more of empathy in the sense of being able to recognize and respond to the feelings of the person I'm talking to. I can relate to how others feel in their skin, reflect upon these feelings, acknowledge them, and address them specifically. Especially when I realize that my feelings on the subject or in the same situation are different from my counterparts.
You're referring to nonviolent communication. Something like, I hear what you say. It's important to me that...
So empathy is the basis for being a good listener. Because this is how I can help my counterpart to discover something new, to learn something about himself or herself that hadn't been discovered before. It could be a new idea, a new point of view, or a new perspective. I listen to him and respond without saying, the solution is obvious. It's like this.
Right. Without feeling the same way myself.
Honestly, it all sounds like a real art. I want to get even better at it.
You've already become much better. You'll be amazed how good you've become after all our podcast episodes over the following days, weeks, and months.
That's right. I listened to you carefully.
I know that. Thank you very much for that.
As an executive, I often tend to have an answer, some wise advice, or an even better story for every question. My own proportion of talking says much more about me than what I actually say. Oftentimes, we think we know better than our counterpart and might think something like, we can do it your way, even though it'll fail in the end. I can achieve a lot more by listening and asking questions. I can also come across as much more understanding than when I constantly impose myself through my own advice and stories. It just requires a lot of patience and self-reflection. Patience and self-reflection seem to run throughout the chapter. Is this perhaps what makes a true leader? Does this contradict or is it in line with a can-do mentality and thirst for action?
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.